What's up, sunshine? I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, your 10 minutes of news where I simply tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. I have some significant stories to share with you today, including some from you. So let's get to it. We begin in Turkey, where two groundbreaking archaeological digs are rewriting what we know about early human civilization. The dig sites feature settlements that are older than Egypt's pyramids and Stonehenge, and they may mark the moment humans first began living together in permanent, peaceful communities. Our Sama Abdelaziz got a first-hand look at these amazing artifacts.
These sites in southeastern Turkey are providing new evidence as to how civilization started. Built around 10,000 years ago, these settlements and the monuments discovered inside them are providing new knowledge, explaining the end of the hunter-gatherer period. This is one of the places where people started living communally in permanent dwellings.
So we are walking into or towards the main archaeological site, this settlement or village, one of the earliest settlements, villages ever found, is part of a series, a chain of other locations, settlements, and villages in this region.
Much older than Egypt's pyramids and Stonehenge in the west of England, discoveries unearthed here mark a turning point in history.
So yeah. What is the bigger picture here?
Yeah, it is the how they evolved the human ideology. It is the end of the beginning.
The end of the beginning.
What we have today.
What we have today is the end of the beginning.
Exactly.
Explain that for me. What does that mean?
Now we have many difficulties all over the world and many wars, etc. But in the beginning of sedentary life, there is no evidence about the war. Most probably they live in peace and really part of the nature. It was the colorful life comparing today.
Karahantepe is one of several archaeological digs taking place in this area. Nearby is the better known and more developed Göbekli Tepe. Here, they have found benches and intricately carved and decorated monuments.
So, four different locations in this one site. This is what special access looks like.
Experts believe that evidence a civilized society existed should come as no surprise.
I think the first thing is that we have to realize, I mean, a lot of people think about hunter-gatherers and they think they're primitive, and that's a very bad way of approaching this.
To be honest, I would have thought the same thing. I would not have expected this.
Yes, exactly. And the thing is, we shouldn't do that because it's jumping the gun somewhat. I mean, hunter-gatherers, they're us, you know, Homo sapiens, they were... If they were born today into our culture, they'd be using a mobile phone.
No cell phones in times past, but plenty to suggest that people had many other ways to keep themselves entertained.
10-second trivia. When was 3D printing first invented? 1963, in 84, in 2001, or 2010? If you said 1984, you're building your knowledge layer by layer. That's when Chuck Hull invented the first 3D printing technology called stereolithography. It was the start of a whole new dimension of design. Next up, we are crawling into the future of construction with a bite-sized buzz on the building bot revolutionizing how we build homes. Meet Charlotte, a spider-shaped robot from Australia that can 3D print a full-sized house, mate, in just one day. No hammers, no hard hats, just high-tech hardware weaving walls like a web. Now, Charlotte doesn't spin silk, though. She layers up local materials like sand, crushed rock, or even recycled glass to build strong, sustainable structures. Engineers say these speedy spiders can tackle two tangled problems at once, housing shortages and construction waste. And since it doesn't need heavy cranes or big crews, it could make building cheaper, cleaner, and quicker. The coolest twist, the team thinks this tech could one day crawl its way to the moon or Mars, printing homes where no human has built before. For now, Charlotte's still in the testing phases, but if she delivers, the next generation of home builders might become known as mechanical arachnids. All right, superstars and future journalists, buckle up because it's time for some CNN 10 field trips. We asked you to put your reporter hats on and take us on some of your coolest adventures outside of the classroom, and they are next level. Let's hit the road and see what you've been up to. First stop, Plymouth, Michigan, where seventh grade journalists from West Middle School take us on a tremendous ziplining adventure. Take it away, Bulldogs.
Bulldogs venture off into the trees with the goal of friendship in mind. Sixth graders at West Middle School, along with their web leaders, head into Tree Runner. The field trip was designed to practice team building skills and to meet new people. The sixth graders described it as a funny, unique field trip that allowed them to meet new friends and express themselves fully. Who knew Bulldogs could bark up the right tree?
Excitement filled the air as sixth graders zipped along at Tree Runner Adventure Park. But the field trip wasn't about ziplining. It was about teamwork, connection, and courage. Laughter bounced around the park as students cheered each other on and even helped each other go through courses. The trip built friendship, teams, and reminded everyone learning doesn't always happen in the classroom. The Tree Runner field trip proved that teamwork and joy can grow everywhere, even up in the trees.
Tremendous indeed. Next up, 8th graders from St. Bridget Middle School in Richmond, Virginia, they hit Washington, D.C. to celebrate a special Catholic Jubilee year. Let's hear how they pulled it off.
This is St. Bridget's, the first VA. We're at the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception.
And konnichiwa, we are hopping over to Camp Zama, Japan. Brothers Simon and Harry Gold are giving us a peek into their life near Tokyo.
Konnichiwa.
I'm Simon.
I'm Harry.
And we live on Camp Zama, Japan.
We homeschool, but we also take some classes here at Zama Middle High School.
We enjoy going to a conveyor belt sushi restaurant. One conveyor belt loops around and you can take what you want. The other delivers food you have ordered straight to you.
Japan has one of the best public transportation systems in the world.
We're attending a festival at a little brother's kindergarten.
Cherry blossom season is one of the most beautiful times in Japan. Sakura symbolizes the fleeting beauty of life.
And finally, the 7th graders from Trinity High in Hutchinson, Kansas explore Sand Hills State Park to study biomes. And trust me, this one stands out from the rest.
Hey Koi, this is Jan Freeb and her 7th graders from Trinity Catholic High School. We are on a field trip at Sand Hills State Park near Hutchinson, Kansas. So we're studying different biomes. So we're in the prairies, and then we are going back towards the woodlands. Yeah, say hi to Koi, everybody!
Hi, Koi!
Thank you to all of you for expanding our horizons by sharing your awesome adventures with us. And keep them coming. Email your videos to cnn10@cnn.com, and your report could end up teaching us about this wonderful world in a future episode. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, so fresh and so clean, housekeepers and custodians from some of the most famous hotels in Las Vegas showed their stuff in the 35th annual Housekeeping Olympics. Daily tasks turned into full-blown competition in events like bed making, mop relays, and toilet paper toss. They even had a dance-off, which is absolutely mandatory when doing chores, at least in my house. This whole thing is part of a tradition celebrating the guest room attendants and environmental service workers who keep Las Vegas shining and making world-class hospitality look effortless. All right, it is shout-out time now. This one goes to Mr. Bo and all the eagles, my favorite animal, the bald eagle, at New York Mills High School in New York Mills, Minnesota. Rise up and This shout out goes to Mrs. Gazaway and our friends at Girard Middle School in Girard, Kansas. Attaway, Gazaway. Thank you for making us part of your day. Go make it an awesome day, everyone. Make someone smile today. I'll see you next time. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.